I want to concentrate now on a matter that is in your brief as Minister of State at the Department of Justice, James Brown, and that is gambling. Ireland regularly cited as having the third highest ranks in terms of the spend on gambling per head in the world. It's estimated that 250,000 people are problem gamblers on some level. In yesterday's Irish Times, the former chief executive of Paddy Power, Stuart Kenny, said that he has seen very little political interest in tackling problem gambling. And he said that you, Minister, have refused to even meet him.
Yeah, well, first of all, this government very much recognises the very serious problem that is problem gambling. And what I said about when I was appointed Minister of State is to bring in a massive piece of legislation that would fully reform the situation we have in gambling. Our laws are outdated massively. They date back to the 1930s and the 1950s. They're simply not fit for purpose. A piece of legislation we've already brought, a scheme to Cabinet, which was approved. We've appointed the CEO for the gambling regulator, Anne-Marie Caulfield, only a few weeks ago. And the legislation will be coming back to Cabinet in the coming weeks so we can bring that through the Oireachtas as quickly as possible. And that will tackle all aspects.
Just to be clear, though, the gambling regulator, that's the CEO of the new gambling authority, as of now, she's appointed, but she has no powers. She's no statutory basis at the moment.
No, so what we decided to do in this case was, as we have the legislation almost ready to go through, to appoint the regulator. So when the legislation is passed, the regulator is up and running and can immediately start taking action. The alternative is to wait for the legislation to be passed and then you go through a process of maybe a year plus waiting to appoint a regulator. So this is a reflection of how serious we take it. In terms of, we also had the Justice Committee who analysed the gambling regulation the scheme for the legislation and made a certain amount of recommendations. And people had an opportunity at that stage to make contributions as well as to what they seen was necessary. But this legislation will tackle anti-money laundering, will tackle all licensing of gambling. It will put in place a social fund as well to make those who are benefiting and profiting from gambling to pay towards a fund to help tackle the problem of gambling.
Are you confident, though, that you've got this right? Because Stuart Kenny, who, of course, you know, has a background in this, understands this world intimately and was there at the start of the development of the online gambling industry, which, of course, is a huge issue now to be dealt with. Like, why wouldn't you meet him and you know, make sure you have all the necessary inputs to make sure you're getting this right?
Well, what I have, because it would have led to even further delays. Previous ministers...
A meeting would have led to further delays.
Of course it would, because you would. How would you pick to say I'm going to meet this person, but not all these other groups?
And look, did you meet the other groups? Did you meet representatives of the gambling industry when you were framing this legislation?
Absolutely not. Previous ministers had met with them. They had done reports, and I used those as a basis. I wasn't going to spend another year or two meeting with the gambling industry. The gambling industry is who I am going to regulate in a very powerful way, so that we will end the ruleness of the gambling industry that's out there.
So just to be clear, the previous ministers, and this was framed around discussions with the gambling industry in the past, but you're saying that you didn't feel it was also necessary to hear from those campaigning to introduce the regulation.
Oh, no, I did. I met with Professor O'Gara, who's a lead expert in it. But remember, gambling problems didn't start with online gambling. There has been serious problems with gambling for decades, even before gambling. Online gambling has made it far, far worse.
And we've been waiting since 2013 for this legislation to be brought in.
Well, look, you need to talk to previous ministers about that. In my time, in a little over 2 years, introduced the gambling scheme for the new legislation, appointed a regulator, and now we're bringing the legislation
forward.
And
when will that legislation? Because we asked, and we're given that vague answer that you often get is shortly. So how shortly is shortly?
It'll be coming before Cabinet in the coming weeks.
That's the other vague one. We get the coming weeks rushing short on.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, this is legislation that is desperately needed and has been promised for almost a decade now. There's a commitment in the programme for government. It seems as if it's taking at least 2 years to get that legislation to a point where it's being debated. You say it's going before Cabinet in the coming weeks. Like, when are we likely to actually get the legislation? When will we have? Do you intend publishing the legislation? And then it will take several months for it to get through. There are umpteen issues that are really pressing in relation to this area. As you've said, Katie, we have a huge problem with gambling addiction in this country, and it's probably, you know, it's a more serious type of addiction than a lot of others, insofar as a lot of it now is online in the privacy of somebody's own bedroom
and hidden.
And you know, people can lose a week's pay in a matter of literally minutes. And there's massive promotion of gambling that goes on in this country, targeted at young people in particular. And we have no restrictions on that at all. There's no clear watershed in relation to it. There's no age verification system for people who are going online to engage in gambling. And there's just very, very heavy promotion of it. I can't understand why you haven't met Stuart Kenny. I have to say, he's probably the foremost authority in the country on this, given his very considerable background within the industry itself, and then over recent years, how he has become an advocate for reform of gambling laws and protection for young people in particular. Now, you know, you say you're not going to spend another year talking to people. He's somebody that has real insight into the nature of the problems associated with gambling. And I would urge you, Minister, to agree to meet with them. But look, this can't happen soon enough. I can't understand your thinking in setting up the regulator on an administrative basis. As you've said, Katie, the CEO has no powers whatsoever. It'll be well into next year, the middle of next year, at the earliest, by the time that legislation becomes law. Okay. So in the meantime, you have a regulator there without any powers. But so that doesn't make any sense at all.
Your proposal then is you wait till the legislation passes and then go off spend another year
setting
up the regulator.
What I'm saying is you need to get on with the legislation.
No, we are getting on with the legislation and we'll have the regulator in place so that when the legislation passes, we are ready to go from day one.
But you need to ensure that priority is given to the passage of that legislation.
And it will be.
And you know a lot of legislation comes out of the Department of Justice, but this is a really important one and needs to be given priority in terms of the publication
I want to let Piers Doherty in because he's at a disadvantage not being in studio with us here. Piers Doherty?
Yeah, well, look, this is so long overdue. It was first proposed in 2013, so we're nearly a decade on. James is talking about the regulator and should it happen before or after. The reality is they've missed their own deadlines. This regulator was supposed to be appointed before the end of the last year. It hasn't happened. This legislation, the Programme for Government has committed this. The legislation, it has been delayed. Earlier this year, it said that it was a priority, but yet we're coming to the end of the year and we still don't even have a date when it's going to be announced. Now, Katie, let's just juxtapose that to the actual changes that happened this year in terms of gambling, gaming and lotteries, and that was to allow Fianna Fáil to no longer pretend that they're a charity. So through the Electoral Reform Bill, because it was a political necessity for Fianna Fáil to be able to sell lottos and not have to pretend that they're a charity anymore, that they actually amended the Gaming and Lotteries Act to actually suit party political purposes, despite the fact that for 10 years we need regulation in this system. We need those support that are there to prevent problem gambling, that you have the cooling off period, you have the watersheds, you have the type of fund that is necessary. So look, all of us want to get this right, but people are scratching their heads and saying, why is it taking so long for a government to do this? And let me just say this here, it doesn't take a year to have a couple of meetings with people. Of course, the key thing in terms of any legislation is to get it right. The more people that are inputted, you don't have to listen, you don't have to agree with the views, but we should listen to views and we should take them on board. And if there are people out there who are saying that, look, that this doesn't go far enough, we need to do more to support it, of course the department and the minister should have an open ear to that, because there is no point after waiting a decade bringing forward legislation that doesn't cut it in relation to providing those supports and preventions in terms of problem gambling.
Okay, just a couple of things and I'll let you respond then, Minister. We've got a text in here from Kieran and Tralee saying, why can't there be a complete ban on sponsorship by gambling companies and advertising of gambling, as there is with tobacco, for instance? That's one. And the other suggestion that the likes of Stuart Kenny would put forward is to introduce what has now been introduced since last July in Australia, whereby those who are gambling online get a monthly statement setting out exactly how much they have bet and how much they have lost. Because it's a well-known phenomenon that gamblers totally dramatically underestimate their losses as they go forward, and that this is having an impact on gambling trends in Australia. Two simple ideas that are not in the current legislation.
Well, look, all aspects of gambling is going to be addressed by the legislation. The gambling industry is doing huge damage and untold damage to people out there. And I'm very aware of that. About 10 years ago, we had a hullabaloo about a casino open in Tipperary and how that could damage people in terms of gambling addiction. Every 10-year-old is going around with a casino in their back pocket. That's why this legislation is a huge piece of legislation. It is going to be very comprehensive, tackling, like for the likes example, to ensure it will be a criminal offence for you to allow children to gamble, to be on your premises, let alone gambling. It is going to give powers to the regulator to not only shut down gambling industries, but actually compel ISPs.
Why not ban the advertising of gambling? You know, if it's okay to do that for tobacco, why the reluctance to go there?
Well, we are addressing advertising in the legislation. I mean,
you're not banning it.
There will be a watershed in it.
You're not banning it.
There won't be a 100% ban on it. There will be a watershed on it. Because I don't think a full ban is absolutely necessary. What you do need is controls around advertising on gambling.
You see, Minister, when you see that, I hear you saying that, and then you see that story that broke out of the Punchestown hospitality tent where the Bookmakers Association of Ireland were entertaining and offering hospitality to a number of politicians from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And people will wonder, you know, exactly what the relationship between politics and the gambling industry is.
Well, I think the relationship is very clear when you see a situation where I, as a minister, there have been decades talked about reforming gambling and nothing happening. And remember, this was an issue back in the 2007 general election. In 2 years, I've brought forward a comprehensive scheme, appointed a CEO designated for the regulator, and bringing the legislation forward in the coming weeks that will comprehensively, and I think when it's published, people will see it, this is going to very stringently deal with the gambling
regulation. And I should point out, of course, Fianna Fáil won the 2007 election, so there was nothing happened after that election either.
Oh yeah, look, and I can't answer for the past. Yeah, what I can answer for
there's no doubt the gambling industry are very powerful lobbyists, and they have a lot of very close contacts within the two main government parties.
But that's a very serious allegation, though, to make
true.
In fairness.
You know it's true.
You were complaining I wouldn't meet industries or former industry representatives. Now you're complaining that we're too close.
No, I mean, look, it's a reality of life in Ireland.
We have that set out in our legislation as well. So,
well, yes, but there are some kind of sectors that are more powerful and have better connections and are given more time by ministers than others.
I just point out, by the way, in relation to Pierce Doherty's comments,
they put no funding
for the gambling regulator into their budget last year.
I just want to make two other points.
But very quickly,
I think what you have to aim at, Minister, is decoupling gambling from sport, because they're at the moment, they're inextricably linked. And the other thing, which is a pet issue of mine, and that is the fact that bookie shops are allowed to have ATM machines.
Right, that could be banned. And it needs to be banned.
And it needs to be banned very quickly.
Okay.